The Honourable Mia Moore-Mortley, Prime Minister of Barbados, President of the 15th session of UNCTAD, Secretary General of UNCTAD, Rebecca Greenspan, Deputy Secretary General of UNCTAD, Ms. Isabel Giron, Ministers, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is a distinct honor for me to present the Ministerial Declaration of the Group of Small Island Developing States to the 15th session of the United Nations Conference on behalf of the group. This is indeed a momentous occasion, as the declaration before us today is the first that will be made on behalf of SIDS within the framework of an UNCTAD quadrennial conference. The SIDS Ministerial Declaration follows on from the declaration which was issued by the heads of government and state of the Alliance of Small Island Developing States, AOSIS, on the 22nd of September, on the margins of the 76th session of the United Nations General Assembly. In that declaration, AOSIS leaders call on UNCTAD to continue to provide support to SIDS and also requested that the group's ministers advance the interests of SIDS at UNCTAD 15. The declaration highlights key trade and development issues of specific concern to our countries. A number of these issues are not new and therefore require urgent action at the international level if SIDS are to reach their sustainable development objectives. The unique and peculiar vulnerabilities of SIDS to exogenous shocks owing to their size, geographical remoteness, the small scale of their economies, high dependence on external markets, and extreme exposure to natural disasters and the effects of the climate crisis have been a limiting factor which impedes our ability to build the requisite resilience. Madam President, the crises emanating from the COVID-19 pandemic have had and continues to have a disproportionate impact on SIDS, and I repeat, a disproportionate impact on SIDS, including the far-reaching and potentially enduring consequences for poverty eradication, employment, tourism, economic growth, debt burdens, empowerment of women and girls, youth development, education, and social welfare, as well as further deterioration in this context of the ability of SIDS to face external shocks. If SIDS are to recover from these, as well as the climate crisis, it will require greater access to international cooperation. This emphasis, and also the need for the international financial institutions and other development partners of SIDS to move beyond its sole reliance on inadequate criteria, such as the GDP GNI per capita, to determine eligibility for concessional financing. It also reinforces the need to continue work on vulnerability indices with a view to ensuring that SIDS can access the support required to recover from and build resilience to external shocks. Additionally, multilateral development banks and international financial institutions must adopt a more progressive approach that provides expanded debt relief to SIDS through the existing and new financial instruments. The SIDS Group has called on UNCTAD to strengthen its technical support to the efforts of SIDS to address infrastructural gaps and to build more diversified, sustainable, and resilient economies. The SIDS Group remains committed to UNCTAD and to working with its secretariat to roll out the work program set out in the Bridgetown Covenant. I thank you.